Kansas State Nation, this is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri, recording this on Super Bowl Sunday on this February 11th, 2024. This is the postcast of women's basketball here, folks. We did not have an opportunity to record yesterday, so... And I figure, you know what, I'm about to get my Super Bowl Sunday 58 rolling here. Might as well just go ahead and record something here because the rest of the day is going to be filled here. Of course, leading up to the Chiefs and the 49ers, folks. So here later on this afternoon and then, of course, into the evening over there in Las Vegas, Nevada. But back in Manhattan last night. Of course, we'll talk about the men on another episode here coming into this week. They lost to BYU yesterday, last night. I did not see any of the game, so I have to go back and listen to everything and check that out when I can. But the women had to face some adversity last night at home and had to rally back. It seems to be a theme when it comes to Oklahoma State in general, getting over the hump, trailing late in this basketball game. Late in the fourth at home, sounds like BYU the other week where they were trailing, or they were leading, and BYU was on their heels the entire time. Here in this case, Oklahoma State put up a heck of a fight, but the Lady Cats survive at home and keep their win streak in the Octodome of Doom, which had another awesome turnout intact. 15 straight. In Bramlage for the women last night, winning by one against the Lady Cowgirls, 69-68 in this game. And you had to have some performances from out of a few people here. More importantly, Gabby Gregory in this basketball game here. And she came up here with 11 points in the basketball game, along with four steals that I read here leading up to this recording of the podcast here. Briley Glenn. Can I not say enough about which turn is it for the ladies basketball team, whether it's Sundell every night, whether it's Lee, a Walker, a whatever, right? Briley Glenn, I think, had her best game, and I keep saying this every year since this podcast started, which the three-headed monster freshman elite, the Glenn Twins, he has Serena Sundell there, right? If you're your first time listening to the podcast, Glenn Twins, I'm talking about Briley Glenn and Jalen Glenn, okay? Right? So, Briley Glenn last night, you don't get this performance from her, you lose this basketball game. That's as simple as that. 23 put down by Briley. 10 of 23 from the field. Excuse me, 3 of 11. Only 3 of 11. She was hot chucking up threes last night. Only connected with 3 of them. Last night, this basketball game in total, 6 of 26 from downtown Kansas State, which resulted in 23% shooting. Perfect from the free throw line, however, but from the field, just a shy under 40% there. Had a scratch call to win this basketball game here. As, yeah, big third quarter. This was a nip and tuck game, really. Oklahoma State was down a little bit at halftime, but then Oklahoma State used a huge third quarter to put K-State in the hole. But K-State, this ladies basketball team, as we've seen the entire season, they're holding their own. And you wonder, again, since the last time me and Alex talked, I haven't seen anything of notice when Lee is going to be back. But when she is, I wonder if they're going to hold her out for the couple of games left, or they're going to save her for the Big 12. That's just another thing that just come up to my mind right now. I don't know. I mean, you could do that. I mean, you could put her back in, but again, I hate to associate Aoka with the injury prone, quote unquote. That you want your best player at the right time, okay? So I mean, hey, I'm just throwing that idea out there that, hey, you can get her right for late. You can bring her back for senior night. You can bring her back for the last game. You can But you can save her for the Big 12. I mean, that's what you need. That's where it all matters, right? But, of course, K-State women's basketball is in the thick of trying to get that conference, the regular season championship, too, as well. So you have a lot of dilemmas there if you're Jeff Mini and his basketball team there as well. But another gut check win for this women's basketball team. Now they put themselves to 10-2. Kind of record here somewhere. 10-2 in the Big 12, which we'll check the standings here after last night's thriller in Bramus Coliseum. Kansas State ladies basketball 21-3 this season there as well here. Let's see. Trying to get something here from Jeff Mitty at the same time. Yeah, they had a couple of interesting situations there, and I'm going to just go ahead and stick with the whole Briley theme here tonight on this podcast here. Jeff Mitty talking about Briley getting all those shots last night. Quote, they weren't guarding her. I mean, they chose to leave Gusters in the paint, and they are essentially giving a player a shot or two. Now, today, it was even more than that. They've done that in the past. They have generally brought her maybe to 12, 13, 14 feet, but she wasn't even coming to that in some stretches of this game. She had open looks, and it's not easy to do. People say, you're open, all this other stuff. you do go shoot the right drills in practice. Now, see how many of those shots you can make, and then do it in front of 7,000-8,000 people, right? And I thought Briley did a really good job of not always shooting when she's open, because she could have taken 40 shots today. So, really good job of balancing that with our team. And cool, that is from head coach Jeff Mini of the Kansas State women's basketball team. So, apparently, Oklahoma State had some kind of plan to leave her open there. And, well, you live by the sword, die by the sword, as well, and they did just that there. So, K-State, now things are starting to spread out here. Speaking of the Big 12 regular season standings, K-State is still a game back of Oklahoma, 11-1, K-State 10-2. You have a tie for third behind Kansas State right now, but that's what you're looking at right there. So, K-State staying on the heels of the Sooners going in this upcoming week there as well. So, again, we'll talk about the men in another episode somewhere in there. I did not watch the game last night at all. I did hear they were down, two with less than a minute remaining, and K-State failed to execute late again, which is not surprising enough. We've seen that enough on the road with this men's basketball team. Again, I'm not going to go deep into that right now, but I am going to go talk about, mention this game again, the Super Bowl 58 here coming up late this afternoon with the San Francisco 49ers, the NFC champion, and of course, coming here, Kansas City, Missouri, your Kansas City Chiefs looking to put themselves in history books to become the first team to repeat as NFL champion since the Patriots. I thought the Broncos did it at one point in the 90s. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but today or later on tonight, because the game's going to start late in the afternoon and end in the evening, as all Super Bowls do, if you don't know. But look, I don't know why, but everyone's doubting all the Chiefs and all that other stuff, but look, man, they have the QB, and on the other end, yeah, the numbers say everyone's favorite, the 49ers are being favored. But look, last time these two teams met, obviously, it was in the last Super Bowl, not the last Super Bowl, but a couple of Super Bowls ago. So this is the second time in the last three meetings that these teams have met in the big game, big championship game, and 49ers had Chiefs down 10 in the fourth quarter. And of course, Chiefs dug themselves out of the hole and come rally back and to knock off the 49ers. So it'll be interesting to see how this game goes out west. It should be a good game. I really think it's gonna be a good game. I think obviously I'll be stunned if it's not. I shouldn't even say the other word, but I think it's gonna be a very highly competitive game in this football game. And we'll just have to see. I am not actually not going to make a prediction. And so I'm going to pull back on this. And maybe because I'm not... Look, yes, I've seen a lot of Chiefs football in the past decade now. And I've seen the rise of this Kansas City Chiefs team from where they weren't that good to where they're all right, they're competitive, they're all right, they're in the playoffs, to all right, they gotten themselves to the playoffs, gotten themselves to the AFC Championship game six times, straight times, might add, and they have the quarterback, the franchise quarterback, of course, in Patrick Mahomes. So, yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see how this 49ers, Chiefs, Super Bowl, this time, 58, round two goes out west in Las Vegas later on. I think it's going to, I will give a prediction. It will be probably similar. Now, I don't know how the scale is going to tip when we get to the fourth quarter, but I think it's going to be right a highly close game. It's going to come down. You know what? I think it's going to come down to a special team player two that's going to decide the game. Let's go with that. Let's just throw that out there a little bit. So we'll see what happens here in KC. Obviously, the Chiefs look to repeat as champions. Can they do it against the same team that they beat in this high juncture a couple years ago? Of course, we won't mention the other game, but so we'll find out and see what happens there. We will check in. Might check in here later on. We'll see how everything goes. We'll probably check in later with the track and field team. I know they got done last night with a Tyson Invitational. And we'll just move on from right there. The Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available whenever we do have a chance to record Kansas State sports topics here. If you're first time listening, thank you for stopping by and giving us a listen on this Super Bowl Sunday. I have this out probably around lunchtime or somewhere in that vicinity somewhere. So definitely, if you're not subscribed already, I know we've been in and out. Been in and out, taking care of some house cleaning things, doing all that other stuff, moving, trying to get settled to a new job, all that kind of stuff. But we've been still, throughout this time, been doing our best to give you our version of K-State content out there. There are plenty more K-State content for much closer sources on the podcast front for K-State, the family of sports. So definitely check those out whenever you can. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. That's going to do it on this Super Bowl Sunday version of the Pearl Project Podcast. Big thanks to Alex sitting out there in Santa California. We will talk to you very soon. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. K-State ladies win it by one over Oklahoma State. Go Cats.